Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Now, of course, you are free to bring up anything that you might want to discuss. That is up to you. Of course, we always bring things in that we think you might find interesting. Everything from revenge porn to the government, which is, of course, even more offensive. Actually, right now, maybe a little bit less so. Maybe
right?
a little bit less so. Supposedly, the shutdown thing went into effect last night.
I have real concerns.
No, you don't. What are you talking about?
I do. I'm afraid that the shutdown is going to end.
That is a legitimate concern.
I think so. I think it'll end before we can reap the true benefits of this government shutdown.
Well, now, what we found out last night, Daryl did some research, and he discovered that the longest shutdown only lasted like 20 days.
Do you remember when that was?
It was during the Clinton administration, okay, like 95, 96.
Yeah,
like
I remember that one.
Yeah. That was when I first became aware of this thing of government shutdowns. And
right.
There have been several threats since that time, but apparently the only other time it actually shut down was in 2013.
There was a shutdown during the Reagan years. I remember that because
right.
I was in the
post-Clinton military.
Yeah. I remember the Clinton one well. I've got a good story about that we could talk about later.
Yeah, well, so maybe you out there have experienced this government shutdown. You know, does it mean something to you? Was something that you wanted to access unavailable today? Because they say that the non-essential government services have been shut down. But essential ones like the TSA.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they catch so many bombs and guns at their checkpoints.
No, they don't. They don't even catch the test bombs that they send through with TSA testers.
That's right. And they don't catch like 90% of those.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating.
No. We've done stories on that before, and it's dead on. They just do not do a good job of it. And
well, they are the government, and that's kind of what the government
to be
does.
Expected.
Is they do a crappy job of pretty much everything they do, but yet. When the government shuts down, there are still people who will caterwaul about how terrible it is.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know.
As though they love the government, as though there's some sort of government thing that they really appreciate. Maybe they're getting a paycheck from the government, or maybe they are on government welfare. In this case, they do say here at the CNN story that you had brought in tonight that, don't worry, your government welfare is going to keep coming.
Well, there's a couple things about government shutdowns. We've seen time after time. Truly essential services, the ones that would really mess with people. Like if you know, you are dependent on the government for a paycheck, you're probably going to get a paycheck. If you're on welfare or something like that, if you're a actual government worker, you may be furloughed.
Which means you'll get paid later.
Right. But there's also this symptom of the, I think they call it the Washington Monument syndrome or something like that. I'll have to Google it. But it's the idea that, you know, what government will do is shut down things that you are desirable and they're very public. So in the past, they've shut down national parks. That was a big thing the last time we had a shutdown.
And they make a big to-do about it, like putting up caution tape or barricades or whatever.
I had so much fun taking those things down in 2013. I guess
really?
That was the last one. Oh, yeah. I got great video. Got stopped by a officer who was technically breaking the law.
Now, why were you taking it down? Was that back when you were working for the town?
Oh, no. This was when I lived in Pennsylvania, and they had shut down the Gettysburg
I feel
National...
like you've been here for longer than a couple of years, but I guess you were back.
Oh, yeah, I was in Pennsylvania.
All right, so what happened? They shut down the
Gettysburg National Battlefield, and that was close to where I live, so I thought, well, how do I want to spend my Saturday? Let's go around and let's take down barricades and things like that. That sounds like fun.
Now, isn't that interfering with government administration?
Oh, it's interfering with all sorts of things,
okay.
Which made it sound even more fun. So my girlfriend and I hopped in the car, and we went around, and as soon as we got to where you could do the driving tour, dun-dun-dun, big barricade.
Right.
Well, I guess I'll get out and move those three cones.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Okay, I envision them bringing one of those big concrete barricades in with like a, you know, Bearcat or something.
Yeah, it was cones, but sometimes they had like a real, like a wooden barricade with red and white stripes on it. They'd put that and we'd move it off behind. And it was interesting because when we got there, you know, there's nobody traveling around. You can see for miles and nobody's up by all the statues and stuff like that. And we pulled over and we went into took down the barricades in a couple spots, and then all of a sudden, like, this whole line of cars of tourists
they that just have appeared.
Gone to Gettysburg to go drive around and see everything. They just all came in, and we just sort of sat up on the hill and went, wow, we just gave somebody, you know, something to do on this Saturday. They probably drove a long distance to get here.
And they weren't sure if it was going to be open, and then you opened it.
And we opened it for them.
Now, I say that, you know, it's your park, right? They claim that it's public property, so how can that be closed? You are just doing your job as a member of the community and allowing your community access to their park.
Hey, if there would have been a box in the middle of the road that people might have hit and it would have blocked their way.
Right.
I would have moved that out of
the way,
right?
Somebody left some cones there. Yeah, right. If there was a spike trap there, I mean, you'd have moved that out,
I would have moved that, too. So.
That could hurt somebody.
It could have. So it was fun.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It reminds me of Derek Jay, former co-host here on Free Talk Live and a great activist, the star of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. He would do stuff like that, and if ever caught, he would just say something like, well, I was just making improvements.
Right.
It's my property.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you keep telling me.
Yeah, that's the claim, but they don't really act like that now, do they?
No, not at all. And after we had done this several times and opened up roads all over the park, and I forget how many square miles it was, we just basically did the tour and opened up everything we could. We finally got accosted by a park ranger close to pretty much in the town of Gettysburg, and he came out and, you know, we were driving on a road that was now opened by us.
Right.
They said, this road's closed. I'm like, well, I didn't see any cones. He's like, yeah, somebody's been driving around and taking down all our barricades and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to ask for your ID. I'm like,
You can
why?
Ask, but I'm not going to show it to you.
Why? You can't even be working today. Well, no, that's not. Then that's when the camera.
Oh, he's essential. Essential government bureaucrat.
He was not essential.
No.
Was the issue. That's what I asked. So the phone comes out, the camera goes on, and we start asking questions. And, you know, basically at that point, he was asserting that I had to provide ID, even though I was on, you know, federal land on a park that I own, which I refused to do. And that once I started quoting the acts that make it illegal for any government employee to work during a shutdown, he immediately called the supervisor, and then he let me go with a warning.
I see.
Yeah. So it was just like, come on, dude.
Wow.
You're not supposed to be here. Your supervisor's not supposed to be here. Playing by your rules.
Maybe he just knew that eventually the government was going to come back and then he was going to get back pay. So he figured he'd put in his hours anyway.
Maybe he's just a dedicated guy.
That's what I'm saying. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want. We've got Mark on the line in Coachella, California, listening online. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm very stimulated by this conversation. And a lot of people take issue over whether you owe this tax to that agency or that tax to this agency. And if you look closely at the 16th Amendment, there's a very clear definition of what and who a taxpayer is.
Okay. And I mean, we weren't talking about that, but you're certainly welcome to tell us about it. So please go right ahead.
I thought we were talking about internet sales tax.
No, that was last night on the show, but maybe you're listening via some sort of delayed broadcast.
But that's okay. What's your comment?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, if you look at the 16th Amendment closely, a taxpayer is narrowly defined as someone who is enjoying a federal benefit, meaning someone who works in Washington or is paid by the Army or some federal agency. There's a long list of alphabet agencies.
This sounds familiar to me. Does this come from a book?
Yeah,
somewhere.
We can discuss this.
I do want to talk more about it. Does this come from somebody's book, Mark, or is this your own research?
It's the Constitution of the United States. It's the 16th Amendment.
A lot of these guys who've been promoting this stuff have ended up going to prison. So I want to hear more about this, because I support not paying taxes to the government. But I don't know if you're going to argue your way out of it legally. More coming up here in moments. Let's find out what Mark has to say and your thoughts. Welcome. This This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here, and we do it 7 nights per week. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with just a bumper sticker. And you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. By the way, the dude who had called in at the very end of the last segment to talk supposedly about the sales tax, but then talk about the income tax and about how he believes that it that there's something about the definition of a taxpayer is in the 16th Amendment.
Right.
And, you actually had pulled up the 16th Amendment there during the break, Chris, to do a little research, see what it actually said. But the dude hung up right after we put him on hold. So I guess he didn't really want to talk that badly about it.
But a shame.
But I do want to come back to his question because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who purport similar ideas. And I like the idea that, you know, hey, buddy, you don't qualify.
Right.
It's voluntary. Or it's, you know, you don't qualify under this definition of a person or under this definition of
taxpayer.
Yeah. Or income. You know, your money that you're earning isn't actually income. I mean, I've heard all of these things over the years. We've been doing the show for a long time.
Yeah.
And a variety of people, including some of the very advocates of these schemes, have come on here, and scheme maybe is not the right word. It suggests that you're trying to get out of something that you owe, and you don't. You don't, in my opinion, owe a criminal gang anything.
Yeah,
but they will force it out of you.
They will, absolutely. And this was such an abhorrent idea to our founding fathers, the people
the
who wrote
tax?
The Constitution. Yeah, there was nothing in the Constitution that allowed the federal government to implement basically a head tax, you know, that we're going to collect tax money at the federal level from everybody.
Let's come back to it here in a moment. I want to bring Joe on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to say I've recently discovered your show. I really
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
Glad you're
I do
there.
Appreciate the fact that you give the number out frequently. I can't tell you how many shows I listen to, they rarely give the
That's
number
because they don't actually want to hear from you.
Most of
the other talk show hosts are such egomaniacs. All they really want to do is hear themselves talk. That's why they name the show after themselves.
Well, that's true. That's true. Gosh, you guys are spot on. I just wanted to know, don't spend too much time. I know there are a lot of callers, but very briefly, if you would,
and if you don't,
we'll still be friends. Just list one or two things that you do like about the Republicans and one or two things you do like about the Democrats.
Well, that's
all,
really good.
Simple.
That's an interesting question.
It's a great question
to ask Ian.
I want to see if we can come up with one.
Well, it's a hard thing to answer because the Republicans don't all agree on everything, and the Democrats don't all agree on everything. I can make a statement of like conservatives and liberals. Would that be all right?
Oh, fine. That's fine.
Okay. I like
your style, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I like generally, and again, it's also hard to really nail down what a conservative believes and what a liberal believes, but let's just go with some general, you know, statements and things that people might agree with. And maybe, you know, tell me if you disagree or agree on this.
Sure.
I think Republicans talk a good game about smaller government. I hear that from many Republicans, and I like the way that sounds. Unfortunately, the reality is they don't actually bring about smaller government when you elect them. But I like the way they talk about smaller government, so that's one thing. And then, Republicans they tend to be anti-tax. That's the rhetoric that they put out there.
Sure.
So I like that idea. I don't like the idea of being taxed and having to pay money.
We'll leave more money in your pocket.
Right. Some Democrats seem to be kind of compassionate towards other human beings, and I appreciate that. I don't think that the government is the right way to accomplish compassion. I think it's actually going to create the opposite of your intentions, but I appreciate the intention of being compassionate and coming at things from that perspective. And Democrats seem like they might be more likely to be tolerant towards others. At least that's what they portray. But of course, then we see the reality is they're really not very tolerant of people who think differently than them. So I don't know. There's a lot of countering what I've just said.
No,
but,
no. I agree with you completely. There is the what we say and then what we do.
Yeah.
And in the midst of this is the unintended consequences. What I will say positively towards both sides is I believe there are a number of people, and probably the vast majority of quote-unquote grassroots, that are doing things because they truly believe it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And it's that need of a wake-up call to realize that big centralized organizations aren't good at promoting those sorts of changes, and they're going to be ineffective, and they're going to have unintended consequences.
But that's because use of aggressive force always has unintended consequences,
sure.
No matter what the end goal that you have in mind is, no matter how, you know, highfalutin, you know, your plan. Oh, we want to feed the hungry. We want to help the sick. We want to save this group of people from oppression around the world. I mean, those are all valiant goals to have.
Sure.
But when you fund those programs through the threat of violence, which is what the government is always funding its programs through, the threat mm-hmm. of violence, if you don't pay, they will put you in a jail cell to come back around to the income taxes. We've seen with Irwin Schiff, for instance, one of the income tax right. freedom advocates ended up dying in a prison cell. He was 80-something when they put him in there for, you know, saying what he said about that. So, Joe, did we answer your question all right?
Absolutely. Plus, plus, plus.
All right, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just a cold beer and a day off.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. We're glad you're out there. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I know what it's going to take to give them that wake-up call, Chris, to have people who they want something. They want either the government to leave them alone.
Right.
But at the same time, they also want the government to bother people. So, like, some Republicans, they like the idea of smaller government, except in certain areas where they love.
Well, no, got to have a strong military.
Big military, well-funded, right. more bombs, right. more, you know, jets, more aircraft carriers. And, of course, those things tend to be used to oppress people around the world and create enemies for people in the United States. But, of course, the Democrats did the exact same thing when they were in charge, so it's not like they're really that different. But, again, talking about the rank and file is different than talking about right. the people who run for political office. I mean, there really isn't much of a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats who run for office, but the rank and file, they're convinced that there is something different about them.
Well, you have those certain trigger issues. You know, we can talk about abortion. Or immigration, or all these sort of, or, you know, Social Security. Actually, they're both going to support that. But you do have these issues, these tiny issues that become very divisive, and that just stops all progress, which is why, if I were to say, is there one thing I love about the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, I can apply it to both, it's that there are those issues that they don't agree on, so it keeps them from causing more havoc.
And that is,
gridlock is my friend.
That
I
is
love
to some
gridlock.
Extent what's happening right now in D.C., right? They are disagreeing over the DACA,
right.
which is sort of an immigration-related bill. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Whether it's the government shutdown, are you ebullient? Are you happy about this? Or are you bummed out? Are you depressed? Are you angry? 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
So we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. We started out talking about the government shutdown, which is in progress now. And of course, the big question is how long is this one going to last? Could it last forever?
That's what I'm pulling for.
Could it? Is there even a possibility that it could go on forever?
Is there a Santa Claus? Oh, man.
I shouldn't get my hopes up, should I?
I know. I've been that way all day. I've just been buoyed. I've been like walking on air when government shutdowns happen, it's just it puts a spring in my step.
Walking on sunshine.
Exactly. I need some Katrina and the waves going on.
Blink Home Security System, even though the government shut down, there still may be somebody trying to get in your house. You never know about that stuff. And why not protect it with an actually shockingly affordable home security system that is wireless? You don't have to deal with the big hassle of drilling holes, running wires like you do with all those other systems. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one of their security cameras. You set it up in moments. You unbox it, pop the batteries in, plug in the hub, and you do a little bit of configuration via your favorite Wi-Fi device like a tablet or smartphone, and you're good to go. It is that simple. blinkprotect.com/FTL like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Rob in Chesapeake, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, I've been listening to you guys talking.
All right.
Some of the stuff I agree with, but I don't get what you would want to ping on the military for, because I know a lot of people don't think a military is necessary anymore, but I have to have a difference of opinion, mm-hmm. because I know some of the things China has, and they really are a heck of a lot more sophisticated Air Force and Navy than they had, 20 or 30 years ago. They've got stuff that can match ours, and they've got submarine platforms that are just as good as what we've got. Mm-hmm. They've got a larger standing army.
There's a lot more people over there.
Yep.
Yes, and
but why the fear? Why are you so afraid of China? Just because they've got big weapons?
Because we've got something that we have a large enough military to dissuade them.
Why would they attack anyway? I mean, even if you didn't have, let's just say tomorrow the military disappeared, why would China attack?
Let me ask you something. Why does any country ever attack a country? Do you know what it is?
Usually land and power.
Resources.
No.
Religion.
It's not.
Me too.
It's normally, well, if you'll give me a chance.
Yeah, please.
It's not people like me and you, because I was in the military, and I'm still work for the government.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, well, listen, buddy. I mean, you shouldn't give me the uh-huh, okay?
That's okay.
Chris was in the military, too, by the way.
I spent many years in government service.
Okay. So the thing is, man, it's not going to be people like me and you that start a war. It's going to be politicians.
No doubt.
It's because they're afraid, and a lot of times they're small-minded.
Yeah, they're psycho. Sociopaths.
Well, I don't know if they're sociopathic, but...
Oh, yeah. It's almost a guarantee.
I think it's almost like once they get there, they really do think they know what's best for everybody.
Mm.
And when they start a war, and I really hope it's not anything like a nuclear war. I mean, I really wish the nukes would go away. I'd love to see the day when the world has no war, when it's sort of a thing of the past. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. And it's not fear. It's just, I think we can go through the world without fearing a war. But you got to have in the back of your mind that we don't know what the political leaders are going to do and what they're going to drag us into.
Agreed.
And until we get leaders who don't feel it's necessary to go to war to solve a problem, if you don't have a military that can, where these leaders will think about it before they start a war. And look at Saddam Hussein.
Okay.
Look what he did. It's a smaller scale, but Saddam Hussein...
You mean the guy the U.S. military or the U.S. government installed?
We backed him up, and then he went into Kuwait basically to seize oil fields.
I don't know about all that. I'm just telling you, people like that, okay, Kim Jong-un, men like that, men like Hitler, they're not going away.
Right.
Maybe Kim Jong-un,
guy who's in power because of his father and grandfather who were basically put in power because the United States got involved in the conflict in Korea.
I would love
that we didn't get involved in any conflicts, but
get rid of the military.
I disagree. That won't do it.
It won't do anything.
Yeah, well, okay, here, I got no problem, man. If you want to go and, invade some other country, if you want to go and try to protect somebody in another land, then I think you should be free to do that.
Absolutely.
And raise all the money that you can voluntarily by other people who want to support you in that that process. And similarly, I think that people should be able to defend their property in whatever way they want to, with whatever weapons and you know, organizations that they want to. What I disagree with is that it's all funded through violence. I mean, how about you fund things on a consensual basis?
Right. If, well, if there were a checkbox, if there were a checkbox on your tax form, and it said, you know what, you have the option of whether or not to contribute 10% of your taxes towards the military, yes or no?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, does that seem like a more fair system? I want to touch on one other thing,
yeah,
too, and this is about what you're talking about. I'm probably kind of unique in that I'm like decades older than anybody else here on our show. But I do see, as long as there is a United States, as long as we have this government system, then there's going to necessarily be some form of a defensive force. My issues with the military are that it has ceased to become a defensive force. It's become an offensive force. And the scale of spending has skyrocketed beyond any sense of reality. You know, we basically kept the Russian bear at bay for decades by matching them on a nuclear level. So here we sit with, you know what, after the SALT drawdown, somewhere around 9,000 nuclear weapons on our soil. The Chinese are estimated to have somewhere around 150 to 200. Is that not a deterrent in itself? I think the threats that we face are oftentimes more of our making. So I look at the threat of terrorism, and I look at where we have hundreds of military bases, which are on what the Muslims will consider their own holy land. I would much rather see a non-interventionist foreign policy so that we were kind of pulled back, so we protect our shores, we protect our country.
Would you agree with that, at least that far, Rob, of you know, keeping the military as is, but then having it not intervene around the world, just having them defend the United States?
I'm not sure. It sounds good on the surface, but let's say ISIS would have been successful in conquering the Middle East.
You mean the band of brigands and marauders that was made possible by the U.S. military's...
We funded them a little bit,
you know,
but
what?
That's all right. Go ahead with your thought.
You keep bringing this military as if the people in the military made a conscious decision to want to do that.
No,
and you're not
right.
Blaming it on the politicians.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
The politicians all the time, dude.
Yeah, if we're not clear about that...
You need to cut it out. I mean, because it's...
Cut what out? I blame the politicians all the time, but I also am going to blame the military members for following the orders of politicians. Shame on them for being so easily duped by these psychopaths and these sociopaths.
Really? So,
I mean, the military, if the military members actually had, you know, if they actually had some, I don't know, morality or something like that, they'd refuse to go. They'd refuse to go along with this.
Any morality?
No.
You don't think any military guy has any morality?
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
I don't want to collectivize anybody on either side.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's immoral to go around the world and drop bombs on innocent people, okay? It's immoral to also support the operations that are dropping bombs on innocent people.
Okay.
Period. End of story.
When we drop bombs on Hitler, did we or did we not prevent a much horrible outcome?
Hitler, you mean the guy that rose to power because the U.S. military intervened in World War One? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Woodrow Wilson got elected on the promise to keep the United States out of the war.
Absolutely.
And then broke that promise, and, well, all hell broke loose.
Austin Wilson.
Yep. More coming in coming up in moments. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio here, and you can bring up anything that you want. And we like it when you disagree with us. It makes things more interesting on the air. We were just talking about the military. We can come back in and discuss that further. Of course, you can also bring in anything or bring up anything you want. You can do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But that's the old method of contacting the show. For a while, we've had Skype, and that's still available. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You're welcome to call us there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And another high-quality connection method that we have introduced within the last week or so has been the LRN Discord, which you can get involved with. It's actually one of the things that it does is it allows you to call the show. There's a call-in line chat room in there that you can join. We'll put you on the air from that. But what Discord is it's a sort of a glorified voice chat server. Mm-hmm. It takes IRC chat, the old internet relay chat, to the next level, and it adds newer, more modern features, like the ability to chat live with voice. And our listeners are in there basically all day and all night. We started this Discord server like just over a week or so ago, not very long ago. We're about to hit 200 members, which, according to one of the people who's in there, Stefan in Ohio, he says that when we crossed like 130, we already became the number one libertarian Discord out there.
Neat.
So there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of the opportunity to actually connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, and some of the hosts are also in there. I believe you have a registered account.
Yeah, and I like hanging out there during the show. I can't give it all my attention, needless to say, but it's fun to pop in on the breaks and say hi and see what people are saying.
Absolutely, and I'm frequently there at other times during the day as well. I mean, I've got the Discord thing here open at all times on the LRN studio computer. So it's a way for you to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners and do it live during or before or after the show whenever you want. So go to discord.lrn.fm if you want to get in there. That's discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, it's Larry Vaughn in Indianapolis. If you Google that, you'll see who I am.
All right.
But in any case, you talk about the war and everything. It's nothing but a scam. And the bad thing about it is we've made it part of our economy. So you can't talk about shutting down the military.
Oh, you got that right.
If we do that, we probably take a large section of our economy out of operation.
You're not looking at it the right way. Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. If you were to shut down the military, which is, an amazing fantasy, but if you were to be able to do that, then sure, the military equipment manufacturers would be down some, significant contracts. Like, there's no doubt their business would be hurting as a result of that. However, what would also happen is every single person who's in the military would then be able to be working in the productive economy. So instead of working for a government bureaucracy that produces nothing but heartache and dead bodies all around the globe, they would then be able to go and, work at Walmart or work at an auto repair shop or work at a restaurant or whatever. And then that would grow the economy because they would then be contributing their labor and their intelligence and their ability to create to the actual productive world. And that would be a good thing.
But like I was telling you last week, our economy is now intertwined. Our private corporations and so forth are so much intertwined with the government as far as they get their subsidies, they get their special legislation, they get their tax abatements and so forth. So they're so intertwined with the government that they don't really exist. They're only a fiction, only a de facto corporations that only exist to receive government money. And that's what they do.
What are you talking about? Which corporations? Which corporations are you talking about?
Any corporation. Any corporation, when you have a corporation come to your town, say, we're going to provide 20,000 jobs by 4032. They come in, they get paid for doing that. They get paid for setting up businesses. They get tax abatements.
They get tax breaks.
Them off the tax rolls.
Yep.
And they provide these jobs. So you provide those jobs. You get a $20 million tax abatement.
Well, I'd like to separate this into two separate conversations. I think your initial point
is the same thing.
I think your initial point with looking at the military industrial complex and how
intertwined.
Oh yeah, no, don't. I agree with you completely. That is a core part of Washington, and it's going to take, I think, near on a revolution to get that out of Washington and to get it actually taken. This is why people need to be educated. They need to understand that. But here's where I disagree with you. I don't think the fact that a corporation, which is a blanket statement that covers everything from, my small business as a form of a corporation mm-hmm. to lots of other businesses,
the charities,
are all necessarily evil.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, Larry.
Well, a corporation is just a file folder.
Here's what I'm talking about. De facto corporations that exist only because of their government subsidies and okay. their tax.
There's no doubt that there are corporations that exist based on government. So I'll give you an example of that. So like, you know, legal patent trolls. I mean, these are companies that would not exist. And thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. Legal patent trolls. These are companies that sit on patents and
right.
they basically sue anybody who tries to do the same thing that the patent is for or something similar to what the patent is for, and they go after them, and they try to get them to settle out of court through just strictly intimidation. And basically, these are companies that would not exist were it not been for patent law.
Purely parasitic.
Correct. They exist based on the fact that the government is out there to funnel money into their industry. And in a lot of cases, you find out these are lawyers who are behind these types of businesses. They created laws. Their lawyer buddies in Washington, D.C. or in the state capitals created laws that would send business, send opportunity to other lawyers who knew how to exploit that system, and that's what you have. Now, there's no doubt that – let's talk more about companies that people are more familiar with. You know, Walmart, Home Depot, mega corporations, right? Monsanto, right? These big corporations arguably would not be as powerful if it weren't for their connections to the government.
Right.
Because the government does provide them with the benefits like Larry was talking about, tax breaks. You didn't get a tax break when you went and opened up your business.
No, and
Chris.
Larry kind of jumped on all corporations because I guess he might feel that all corporations behave the way crony capitalism creates these bonds between corporations and government. And that's a whole different thing. I believe in a free market. Put it this way, I'd love to see one because I don't think one's occurred during my lifetime.
Yep.
Other than... you know, small pockets of people getting together and trading freely, which is
sure.
really cool. But that's what we should be shooting for. We should be looking at ways to separate these tentacles that have intertwined business interests with governments that are willing to trade favors for cash.
Yeah, even if tomorrow the government disappeared, we would still have business. There would still be somebody who needs to sell you the toilet paper that you need or right. whatever, the food that you have to eat. Somebody's always going to be selling you products and services out there. Whether or not they're called corporations, you know, ultimately a corporation is just a legal fiction. It's a file folder that was created by attorneys with the purpose of shielding liability from boards of directors, basically, and
right.
owners and things like that. I mean, that's all it is. And the most insidious form of a corporation is the municipal corporation, the one that is the government, because governments are corporations too. So, like, I agree with a lot of the critiques about corporations. I don't think that people who make, you know, take actions should necessarily be shielded from responsibility for those actions. And I think to some extent, that's what corporations allow people to do. And these corporations, they sort of favor the politically connected, and they favor those who know the system, the attorneys,
oh, yeah.
the rich people, because the average person on the street, they don't know what a corporation really is. They know they've heard bad things about them, but they certainly don't know that they could have a corporation own their car, and then that would protect their car from being taken from them if they themselves were ever sued for some kind of, you know, whatever they were sued for.
Well, the other thing is the average person didn't shovel $2.4 million into somebody's campaign fund or donate to their foundation or to their charity. So, you know, there's a whole level of corruption that the average person will never breach.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David, you're on the air.
I heard your show for the first time this evening.
Welcome.
And I was just heard about a little bit about the budget discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sure.
Civil service employee, and I heard it mentioned that we would be either back paid or reimbursed for the time we weren't going to work.
Depends
and that's
on
not
the
actually
position.
The case. That's not actually the case in 2013. I was furloughed under the sequester.
Right.
And my hours were reduced, and I was not back paid or reimbursed or whatever.
So you worked for the federal government?
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
I want to talk to you a little more and get you to explain, you know, what happened in 2013, because you say you've been through this. So stand by if you can. We're going to bring you back here, David. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join the on-air call-in line in our new Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So that's three ways for you to get your voice on the air with us about what you want to talk about. We open the show. By the way, it's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We open the show talking about the government shutdown.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, you know, what does it really mean? How long is this thing going to last? Hopefully forever.
Yay.
But I guess you probably shouldn't get your hopes up too much on that. We actually had somebody call in at the very end of the last hour. He did hang on through the news, so I appreciate that. His name's David. He's in New Mexico. And, David, it says here you're listening on the radio. Do you know what station you're listening to there? Just curious.
Yeah, it's either 106.3 FM or 1270 Talk Radio, both local here in Alamogordo.
Cool, man. Thanks for the heads up on that. So you were, just to bring our listeners up to speed a moment ago, you said you worked for the federal government and you were involved during the 2013 shutdown. So
that's correct.
And you wanted to correct some misunderstandings according to your experience. So please, can you just kind of recap what you had said there at the end of the last hour?
Well, yeah, it's widely reported on other talk radio shows and on the news that all government employees will be reimbursed or back paid or what have you. And I think that's true for a lot of them under a shutdown. But in 2013, it was a shutdown, but the term that affected me was sequester. And
right,
my entire group, we were sequestered. And what that means is we worked, instead of 5 days a week, we worked 4 days a week. So that was a 20% cut in pay.
Correct.
But we continued working throughout the 16-day shutdown. Uh-huh. And so that was a 20% hit. It was pretty significant, you know.
And what bureaucracy was that? Just curious.
United States Air Force.
Air Force. Okay, so you're in the Air Force. They cut you by one day a week. And
yeah.
And then you said you didn't get back pay once the shutdown ended?
That's correct.
And
because they weren't going to pay me for hours I didn't work.
Got you. Are you government contractor, a civilian employer?
Civil service.
What's that mean?
Means he's a civilian who works for the Air Force.
I see.
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. Is that a full-time job?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was in the military, I was in the Army in communications, and we had a lot of civil servants that work with us, too. We just called them, you know, the civilians. But they were doing everything that we did, and oftentimes they were much more knowledgeable than we were because they had been there for 15 or 20 years at the same location. So.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, David. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that. Was there anything else you wanted to get out there tonight?
Well, no, other than I contacted my state senators, my senators from New Mexico, Martin Heinrich and Bob Udall, contacted a number of times, tried to head off this shutdown, and they've been unresponsive.
So is the same thing happening to you this time? Are they saying you need to come in 4 days this week or not at all? Is there anything different?
I'll find out Monday morning.
I see.
I have to be notified in writing that I'm furloughed. I don't know what the outcome will be.
How do they notify you in writing over a weekend?
They don't. I have to go in Monday morning and be notified in writing.
I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a government program, doesn't
yeah.
it? Come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
We're not going to use anything.
Bob Udall, Martin Heinrich, if you're listening, I hope you help me out. Come on.
All right. Guys. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Well, I hope that they don't ever come back. I hope that all those people... just decide to stay home because according to the CNN story on, the claim is everything you need to know. I don't know if that's true. But according to the CNN story, they're saying here that the military is going to stay on the job. However, if this stretches into February and it is, we're 20 days into January at this point. So, we're a good 2/3 of the month done here. February is right around the corner. If this stretches into February, it says you likely won't get paid.
I can tell you, so when I was in the military, I only went through one government shutdown, and that was in 1983. And I had just gotten out of school. I had did some leave, and then I went to my first duty station and was supposed to get paid like 2 days after that, you know, because I just got off of leave and basically drank and partied with all my friends and came back broke.
As military people are wont to do at young ages,
as,
I imagine.
As I certainly was. Yeah. So I get back and, oh, cool, pay. Oh, no pay.
Really?
And that went for, I think, a couple weeks before we ever got paid. And we did eventually get paid, but
now,
it was
the military,
hard.
You know, when you join the military, there's a big contract, right? Like you've agreed to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yep.
You know, you've agreed to all these extra things that the average person isn't subject to. If they just decide to stop paying you, does that negate the contract? Can
I
you just be like,
seriously doubt I'm not a military attorney and I've never looked at it?
Can you count up the number of weeks and just say, all right, well, I got other things I could be doing. see you later.
I don't think that's an option.
No.
No, I think, no. Yeah, then you'd just be declared AWOL and then you go to Leavenworth.
Well, presuming the people at Leavenworth are still coming to work.
Yeah, and we've never had a... And you had talked to Daryl, I guess, in last night's show, had done some research on the longest shutdowns. And it was
which was
only
in the Clinton administration for like 20 days or something.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a long time, but it's not long enough.
But
we,
it, right,
we can hope, though. Don't dash my dreams
here. I want to have hope. I do want to hold on to hope. If it does go on, if this becomes a record setting, and it's not likely to do so because they want to get this thing back on, moving ahead. But if it does continue, if the shutdown continues into weeks and weeks and weeks, and they are not paying people in different government departments, whether it be the military or wherever, at some point, I'm sure some of them are going to start to think, you know, they're not paying me, and my bills are still due, so, you know, I've got to do something here. And then what if they get another job? And I'm not just talking about the military. I'm just talking about, you know, people that work for the government. At what point will these government workers' loyalty dry up? At what point will they stop holding on and waiting for that next paycheck to come?
Well, I suspect it's not going to be so much lack of faith in the government. What they'll have to have is lack of faith in their union, because we've got to think that union membership in the private sector has plummeted over the last century. You know, some people say it was a good idea in the early 1900s because working conditions were horrible. But as time went on, fewer and fewer people joined unions in the private sector. In the public sector, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, it has exploded. So, you know, you can say whatever you want about a shutdown, but you've got very powerful unions that are basically holding the average taxpayer ransom should they not get what they want for their members. So
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Happy Saturday night.
What's on your mind, Dave?
First off, well, there is no such thing as a government job. I want everybody to understand that. A job comes from a need that the market has created. There is a market force behind a job.
What do you call them, man?
Everybody that,
I like this thing.
Yeah, what do you call it? It's not government job. What do you call it?
It's an appointment. It is artificial. It was created out of legislation with no market force behind that job. And sadly, most of the appointments in the federal government, whether you're sweeping the streets or driving an aircraft carrier, sadly, most of those appointments are not enumerated. Now, I empathize with people that are in the military because I can open my constitution and I can find a reason to have a military. But most of these people, anybody that works for the Department of Education, Department of Energy, you name it, Department of Housing, Urban Development, all that garbage, they don't have a real job. They have an appointment. So if these people are so offended, they need to actually go out and get a private sector job that has market force behind it. The problem is we got a lot of sacred cows in this country. Okay, we've got a lot of fetishes that have been manifested into legislation, and we need to realize
that, sounds kinky,
that somebody who draws a paycheck from the federal government is drawing it off the labor of others. They are not answering a true need, a true market need.
No doubt about that.
Invisible hand need.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. Why do you make an excuse for the military, though? I mean, why not apply the same logic to them? I mean, after all, the founding fathers, they were against a standing army.
I understand, but that if I go in there right now, I can find enumeration for a standing army.
But no, actually, they weren't supposed to have a standing army. They were only supposed to bring it about when necessary, and then it would go away.
Raised through the militias.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But, I mean, right now, let's get rid of, like, the Department of Education and all those other departments that you cannot find a need for. Social Security, somebody who works for the Social Security Administration, and they're self-righteous and pissed off because the government shut down, hey, cold water in your face.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
You want to learn about Bitcoin? Maybe you've heard the news about its ups and its downs and, you know, the popularity of this thing that you don't really understand that much about. People are talking about it, but you feel like you're on the outside of things. You want to learn the basics? Go to Bitcoin.com. It really doesn't get much more simple than that website, Bitcoin.com. Easy to remember. Lots of good information there that's going to introduce you to the world of cryptocurrency. Let me tell you, it is a deep world that you can fall as far into as you feel comfortable. So a good place to start is Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them over there at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts here, whether it's about the supposed government shutdown, which, of course, isn't really a shutdown that, you know, any of us would like to see. We'd like to see it really shut down. but, you know, it's a little bit, and I'll take it. I mean, I'm not complaining about it, although, as Daryl pointed out last night, it actually costs them more in these shutdowns because they end up rolling out the barricades and then hiring troops to guard the barricades in certain places. And then, of course, later on, after the government comes back, then a lot of these bureaucracies do get back pay, although the guy that we were just on the phone with said he didn't get any back pay.
Yeah, I'm sure it depends on your... What you do for the government.
Right, and your union, as you were pointing out before. So you're certainly welcome to comment. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or try out the new on-air call-in line in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls. Michael is on the line in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ian. Listen, I want to commend you on what you said about President Woodrow Wilson. He did switch, and what you didn't point out is the reason that he switched. The reason that he switched and decided to push for going into World War One was because of British intelligence. Now, that should strike a bell. That should strike a bell for what's happening today. British intelligence, former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele circulated this dossier, which everybody is talking about. Well, why are the British so good about these things? What happened in World War One was they intercepted a telegram. It's called the Zimmerman telegram. You can get books by that title. They intercepted a telegram in which the German Kaiser enticed the leader of Mexico to join in the war against the United States and to inherit four of our five southwestern states if they would join.
Right.
Now, DACA is actually a part of that original German Kaiser plan.
Hold on.
And Donald
did you just draw a connection between World War One, the beginnings of World War One, and the DACA program of today?
Yes, he did.
Okay, just making sure I'm following this.
All right. So what do you think about the fact that there was a more of a financial aspect to World War One? I mean, the banks, which were the financial center of the universe, was London. And Woodrow Wilson had heavy ties to the banks. He had heavy ties to the U.S. banking interests, and that was the primary motivator. I'm more in favor of that theory because there's a lot of documentation behind it. But well, please continue, because yours is way more interesting.
Well, the greater documentation is the actual telegram and the technology that the British intelligence used to intercept it. But here's the point. The British were on Donald Trump, the father of Kaiser Wilhelm's chief agent from 1885 until 1906. And his chief agent was Friedrich Trump with an F on the end of the name. Donald Trump's grandfather.
And
British,
what did he do?
Intelligence.
Donald Trump's granddaddy was a British intelligence agent?
No, he was a German intelligence agent.
A German, okay.
He was a German intelligence agent, and everything that Donald Trump is telling you about DACA, his supposed tag team wrestling match effort to overthrow it, is all a sham. If he was serious about it, here's what he was saying.
No, hold on. So let me go back a little bit here, because what you said was that Mexico was invited into World War One by Germany. Whatever happened with that? Because I don't ever remember hearing anything about Mexican troops crossing the U.S. border and attacking anybody.
I was saying it was put on.
The international intelligence community has decided and proven that this is what happened. Mexico agreed that they would do a surreptitious invasion. It would include such things as sanctuary cities, DACA, and the like.
Man, that's a ridiculous theory. Thanks for the call tonight. I
love
it,
though. This pulls deep, so man. Many things together.
Right. So Michael's kind of more of a lefty-leaning caller than
generally.
If you've listened to the show. And it is interesting to hear the lefty conspiracy theories, isn't it?
I don't hear those as often as I should. That was tremendous. I'm going to be replaying this episode.
They're out there, you know. It's just, you know, like you said, you just don't hear them as often. Jim is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused about something. I was just jumped out of the car, so I wasn't able to hear the whole conversation. This guy that called has said that he got basically laid off during the sequester, and he didn't get his back pay, got his hours cut, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And he's comparing that with what's going on right now. As far as I know, sequester and a government shutdown have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they're not even belong in the same conversation.
I think
the
you're
sequester
correct.
Sequester is where there was a budget cut.
Correct.
All right. Well, he seemed convinced that during the shutdown in 2013 that he was sequestered. I mean, I can't take that away from the guy.
Well, the shutdown was due to the sequestration, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was a budget thing.
The sequester was a budget thing. It wasn't a government shutdown. There were two totally separate things.
There was a government shutdown in 2013.
Was the sequestration before or after the shutdown? That's my question.
But I don't know, but he said...
He thought it was during it. I mean, the dude was there.
He said during the sequester, this is what happened.
He said he was sequestered during the shutdown.
No, he said it was during the sequester. He didn't. Right. He never connected sequester with shutdown.
I thought he did, but okay. So how do you know? I mean, were you working for the government then too?
No, I was listening to him.
Okay.
To what he said, and then I know that those are two totally separate things. The sequester was a budget cut. The government shutdown is when Congress gets stupid, can't work things out,
right.
And they tell 17% of employees to don't come in.
Jim, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know what the hell happened. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
I was just going to say, I got a little research, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, we will do that. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Hop into the Discord at discord.lrn.fm and join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet at Bitcoin.com. Read the latest news or even engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum at Bitcoin.com. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Feel free to Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm or try out the new Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. You just got to hop in the on-air call-in chat room there. It's at the very top of our channel listing. And with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, coming up in under a month from now, it's going to be here before you know it, Anarchapulco, making anarchy great again. It's going to be happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. I had the pleasure of attending the 2017 Anarchapulco. It was my first one, but their third. This is going to be the fourth one this year, and it was great. It was a great event. Hundreds of people were attending last year, and I would expect the turnout is only going to increase because, you know, the word tends to get around the libertarian community about a good convention party networking thing.
In Acapulco.
In Acapulco, during the wintertime.
Right.
Where it's going to be very, very warm. In fact, Ron Paul is going to be there. In case you needed another reason to go, Ron Paul is going to be heading up the event as the keynote speech. But he's not the only one speaking. G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett the Knot, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, maybe Adam Kokesh. He was...
kind of questionable right now.
Scheduled to go, but right now he's in a jail cell in Texas. Luckily, I did see an update on his Steemit page today at steemit.com that his dog is okay. They did, somebody from the area did go and get his dog from the pound or wherever it is the government took him.
Good to hear.
So Kokesh's dog's all right. Carrie Wedler is also going to be there. Vit Yedlaika and Sterling Lujan. You can learn more at anarchapulco.com. There'll be live music from the likes of Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. Parties, networking, it's going to be a good time. February 15th through the 18th, coming up in just a matter of weeks at the Princess Resort in Acapulco. That's anarchapulco.com is where you can go to get registered. The code that you'll need to save 10% off of the regular ticket prices is FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL. Over at anarchapulco.com. We will see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Joshua in Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I must say that you guys have a completely backward way of looking at the Constitution. Article 1 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to levy and collect taxes. So I'm really confused as to where you get the nonsense statement that the federal government doesn't have the power to collect taxes.
When the hell did I say that? I mean, they have all kinds of power. They've got men with guns who will kill you if you don't do what they say.
Just earlier in the show, you were saying to some guy who was calling in
you don't
know where the power to basically have a head tax is the word that you used.
Should have been a poll tax.
Was that you, Chris, that
said
that?
That was me, yeah. Okay, so what exactly do you take issue with?
Well, I mean, I take issue with the whole libertarian, like, ideal of things, because I think libertarianism is, like,
let's just talk constitutionalism.
Wait, no. I'd like to know, when you say libertarian ideal, you mean the idea of not using aggressive force against your peaceful neighbors? You take issue with that?
I take issue with the idea that there is a market solution for everything, because that's what most libertarians believe, right?
I disagree. I think there sometimes is market solutions, and then there are things that just don't need to exist. So, for example, I'm not convinced there is a market solution for the Department of Education. There doesn't need to be a Department of Education.
There would be schools, though, without the government education.
And there would be education at home and all kinds of things.
All libertarian believes is, hey, man, if there's something worth doing, you can do it consensually. You don't have to threaten your neighbors.
Okay, sure.
Great. So we agree.
Take the Department of Education, for example. Would you agree that there should be a system in place to ensure that all kids, no matter what income bracket they're born into, can get an education that is equal to everybody else?
No. Absolutely not.
Why do you hate poor people?
Of course not.
No, because I hate children. No, of course not because I don't hate children, because I recognize that needs for education vary greatly from, say, an inner city, which will have a specific set of needs that will be beneficial to children who live there, compared to a very rural area where I live. and to lay down one broad set of standards and say that this applies to everyone.
Well, heck, from one child to the next.
From one child, yeah, exactly.
People are different. They learn differently. Why would there need to be central organization for that? As far as like making sure people get an education, how about local people contributing to charity to help people who need help? What's wrong with that?
Charity.
Well, no. Another let's stick to government programs. I challenge whether a Department of Education needs to exist, because here's what it does: it takes in tax money from people all over the country. It then churns it through Washington. In the meantime, it burns through about $5 billion a year, and then it sends that money back to the states in the form of block grants with strings attached, saying you will use this money in these ways. And you will meet these specific requirements that we have. So I'm not saying don't spend money on education. And if this system of taxation continues to exist, I'm just saying quit sending it to Washington. If you have to send it somewhere, send it to your state capital. And don't even do that. Just spend it in your community.
Well, he doesn't agree with charity. I'd like to hear more about what the problem with charity is, please.
Well, I don't have a problem with the idea of charity, but like, social psychology has shown that people don't really care about the giving aspect of charity. People, especially rich people, they only care about the feeling that they get about giving. They only like the ability to say, "Oh, I gave X amount."
Who cares what the reason why they're giving is?
Mm. So you are familiar with the? It's a statistic, and I'll try to pull it up. But charitable giving over the years has dropped off in the United States. Have you heard that before? Have you seen that in correlation to the number of government programs we have? So
correlation is not causation, though, Chris.
It is not. But
yeah,
but
correlation is most definitely not causation.
No, but I'll give you an example from my small hometown. We had poor people, and I lived in a very rural area, but those kids were never denied medical attention. They got all their checkups. They got all their shots. If they had an accident or something like that, they were taken care of the hospital. And in one family that I remember, the parents were not even there. These were kids living in a house in their teens with no parents around, even when they were like 9 or 10. But they always got the doctors took care of them. The doctors didn't charge them. Nobody charged them. They just took care of them because that was the right thing to do. Now, as government programs come into existence and start to provide all these services that you can get if you fill out all these forms and do things like that, suddenly the government takes the role of charitable giving, and charitable giving begins to drop off. And I recognize that, you know, causation, it's not definitely there, but you can look at it and you go, well, if there is less of a need perceived because government's providing all these, you know, services, I don't need to contribute, then people aren't going to contribute.
But yet we do see billions of dollars being contributed to charities.
Still,
we see people helping people halfway across the world that they'll never even visit those countries or, you know anybody from those areas. So I guess I just don't understand. I mean, it sounded earlier, Joshua, like you said that you agreed with me that it's not okay to use aggressive force against our peaceful neighbors. Do you agree with that?
I most definitely agree with that.
So you're a libertarian. Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
I'm not a libertarian.
Well, that's
I'm
all a libertarian believes, dude. That's all the libertarians believe, is that you shouldn't use aggressive force to achieve your political or your social goals, to force your neighbors to do something against their will. And you just agreed with that.
Right. Just like I don't like bombing weddings. I don't think I should have to pay for those.
Sure, and I don't think that given that choice to the collective power of like unions and of workers, then I don't think that the people making the bombs would probably be okay with that either.
How about me as an individual?
Hold that thought. Did you say you were a socialist?
No, he didn't. But we'll bring him.
He did say that. Yeah, I thought I heard him say that. Hang on, I want to come back here in moments. If you got time, we'll bring you back, Joshua. 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855 888-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, we do have our new Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. For those of you that, for whatever reason, want to see the show, you can now do that in glorious 720p HD only on the Twitch feed. We do still have our YouTube channel, but that's being seen in a fourth of the resolution at 360p. So you want the highest resolution, Free Talk Live possible, and they do have a built-in Twitch chat room, which is different from our normal chats over on the Discord. You can check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. It is there live when we're live, which is, of course, 7 nights a week. From 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So check it out, twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to the over 110 followers that we've received in the last couple of weeks of broadcasting on Twitch, and also the 23 people who have so far subscribed via their Twitch Prime. 100% of our subscribers have come from Twitch Prime, which is a way for those of you who have Amazon Prime to actually benefit Free Talk Live by just throwing us your Prime Twitch subscription. So one of the perks that you get as a Prime Prime subscriber, they kind of throw a bunch of stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
They throw everything but the kitchen sink in because they want you to join this thing. And one of the perks is a free Twitch subscription every month. And so you can assign that to Free Talk Live or the LRN channel, and then we get like $2.50.
Sweet.
So it's money they're going to keep if you don't do it. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah. So you just go to twitch.lrn.fm. There's a little pull down that says subscribe, and then you'll find the Twitch Prime option there. We've had 23 people do that in the last couple of weeks. So thanks for doing that. As we continue, we've got Joshua on the line. He's in Pennsylvania listening to WEEO. He called in tonight because he doesn't agree with libertarianism, but then we found out that he actually does agree with libertarianism, because libertarians just simply believe, I mean, it's easy to sum up what libertarianism is. It's the belief in the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve the things that we want to achieve in life, whether they be political or social goals or whatever. And you did agree with that statement, but then you further called yourself a socialist, Joshua. So I'm wondering if you could define for us, since we've defined for you what libertarianism is, can you define for us what it means to be a socialist?
Or to you?
Strictly in the economic sense, it would be the workers' control of the means of production.
True.
Okay, so in that case, what you're saying is that as a socialist, you believe that the workers should own the factories and things like that. Now, do you believe that the workers should own those things through their own kind of efforts, meaning that they, you know, come together, pool money together, and purchase those factories? Or do you believe that they should take them by force from the current owners of those factories?
Well, it sort of depends. It depends on the situation, I suppose, when a factory owner is repressive and or oppressive of its workers, then a revolution might be worthwhile. But I suppose that your method or your suggestion of pooling together money to purchase the factory, I've not heard of that, but I'm sure that could be done.
Or you could do the other thing, which is to say, go out and compete with the bad guy, right? So, like,
right.
If we actually had freedom, and we don't, what we have is a crony capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
But if we actually had freedom, then there wouldn't be any governments standing in the way to prohibit those workers from starting up competition. Whereas right now, the crony capitalist system, you've got these big wigs that own these corporations, and they've put in regulations in place through regulatory capture or whatever,
right,
through owning politicians, that basically keep their these upstarts from coming in and creating innovative competition in that market space. So you're stuck with all these old methods of doing things, because again, the government stands in the way of workers from starting their own company. But if somebody's being abusive towards their workers, those workers should quit,
right?
And then they can take their expertise that they learned at that job and open up their own competing factory or competing business of whatever it is we're talking about, if we actually had freedom.
Right. And if those are the best workers and necessary employees, as socialism generally claims, you know, that the people that own the factory cannot get ahead without our sweat and our toil and our knowledge, then it would be logical for them to start their own factory, practicing a little capitalism, which even Marx sort of acknowledges, and get ahead that way. my issue with even the consideration of a revolution is you're not revolting against the system of government. You're revolting against your neighbors. So, you know, even though, you know, let's not say factory, let's say small business order. Somebody owns a grocery store, but their workers aren't completely satisfied with how he's operating it and they feel oppressed. Is it right to steal from your neighbor, to take his, whether he's a good boss, a bad boss, or whatever, is it right to take it?
It doesn't matter whether or not he is a good boss. What matters is if he, as a single individual, is taking and owning more capital in any form, whether it be money or land or resources or whatever. The problem exists not if he's a bad boss or a good boss, but
the distribution of capital.
The distribution of capital.
So you don't like it when somebody has more than you?
I don't really care if somebody has more than me. Like if I'm making $50,000 and then somebody's making $75,000, that's not really a problem for me. What's a problem is that Jeff Bezos, if he were to sell off all of his assets,
right?
The owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he would be able to fund the Department of Education for 20 years.
But why would he want to do that?
Yeah, I know. I can think of a lot better things for him to fund.
Well, that was just an example. Like to take the five richest individuals in the United States and sell off all their assets.
Why don't we sell off the government's assets? How about that? I mean,
right.
They got a whole
and
lot of money.
Now we're talking numbers that dwarf. I mean, absolutely dwarf the amount of money of the 10 richest.
Why would you want to sell off the rich people's assets? They provide jobs and opportunities to thousands of people. You would basically destroy all those people's careers.
That was just an example.
But let's go back into the question of taking over the factory. Because it did sound like there were certain circumstances under which you would support that. But just a few moments ago, you also agreed that you shouldn't use the use of aggressive force to achieve your goals. So do you consider the armed takeover of a factory not to be the use of aggressive force?
No, that would be the use of aggressive force.
So you don't support or you do support that?
I mean, you can't just blanket this. I can't just give a blanket. No one person can give a blanket statement saying whether or not they agree or disagree with the totality of an issue. It depends on the circumstances.
Well, Marx did. And you were very clear in your descriptions of socialism. You nailed socialism. You described it exactly correct. You said that they would have an absolute right to take over if wealth was not distributed evenly, and it had to be distributed evenly under socialism. So I don't want to make it sound like you're not being a good socialist, but do you know what I mean?
Sure. No, truth be told, I am not really a good socialist because I do enjoy the luxury every now and then. Now, my definition of luxury is vastly different than somebody who's making $1 billion define as luxury.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't really know what your question is.
Is there something against, are socialists against luxury? Are they against relaxation? Are they against, I'm curious about that. What are you referring to there?
No, socialists aren't, I mean, in the modern sense, like democratic socialists, for example, Bernie Sanders, he got under some flack in recent months. I think he made a public speech where somebody identified the jacket that he was wearing, and the jacket apparently cost like $600 or $700. And apparently, I mean, people on the right were just lambasting him and saying, how can he be a democratic socialist or whatever? How can he be anything on the left and still own a $700 jacket? But the problem with that is, consistently, like ever since the United States saw pictures of poverty from the Soviet Union and other supposedly socialist nations, we have, as a country, equated socialism with poverty. And that's the only way that anybody will be equal is if we're all wearing charcoal gray suits,
right,
living in like concrete slabs of houses with gray pillows and no color and no luxuries whatsoever.
Well, that's unfortunately kind of what socialism's led to over the last century.
But
China was China, Soviet Union, North Korea.
How about Venezuela?
Venezuela are all giant examples. We're not talking about socialism in my hometown. We're talking about socialism on big scales.
Joshua, this has been an interesting conversation. I want to invite you back at any future point to join us here, because I want to bring some other voices on the air here tonight. But it was interesting. And we'd love to have a self-avowed socialist calling in with their perspective more often.
Fascinating.
So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And don't forget, we're there live 7 nights a week. Even if we're not on your local talk station, we're here. So don't hesitate. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, at least until you rise up and take over, Chris.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us on the radio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can call in on the new Discord on-air call-in line. We get the Discord chat going on. Listeners are in there talking right now. They're talking about the socialist that was just on the line with us in the last hour. They're still talking about him. You can go and join the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into the call-in line room there if you want to get on the air with us that way. But we're going to the regular phones right now as we continue with your calls and thoughts about what you want. Duke is in Galloway, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Duke.
Hey, how you guys doing? You have a great show. You guys are really good.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to comment on the last guy for a minute. I think you should move to Venezuela and get in a bread line.
The workers' paradise.
He's going to buy the factory. Well, you know, and they're going to share everything.
Duke, the thing is, you can bring up all of the failures of socialism. And had we had more time with him, and we could have kept him on, but I wanted to bring other voices on. Had we kept him on and brought up, because right at the end of the call, you brought up all these failed, examples. And Venezuela, of course, is the current example of socialist failure. But then they'll just simply say, well, they did it wrong.
Exactly.
Because we need to do it my way.
Right. You know what? Why don't you live in America? Why don't you be an American and give it a shot? You know what I mean? Let's talk about DACA and these Democrats, because obviously I'm a conservative Republican.
Okay, well, what is DACA? Can we describe what that is?
What it is it's dreamers. They call them dreamers, but they're illegal aliens that were brought here years ago, and they're actually adults, okay? And what they are is they're people that the Democrats want because they automatically think they're going to vote Democrat.
But that's so not necessarily true.
No, it's not.
Well, I know, but that's what they think.
Right.
But they want them banned. So, I mean, if they just made like a law that said anybody that came in illegally, we're going to keep, but you can't vote for like 15 years. You think they would be pounding down the doors to shut the government down over these people?
So is that what you'd like to see happen, is where they're allowed to stay but just not allowed to vote?
No, I would like to see them all rounded up and sent
that
back to
the insane
country.
Sir, what are you talking about?
Let me finish though.
Please.
They should be rounded up. They should be sent back to their countries. They should go through the legal process to come in.
Do you have any idea what you're asking people to do? Do you have any idea how difficult and how obtuse the legal process is?
No, wait one second. Do you know what they did after they bombed Pearl Harbor? They rounded up every Japanese American, even though if they were good or bad, and stuck them in a camp.
That's horrifying. Yeah, you support that?
It is horrifying.
It was one of the worst things our country's ever done.
You support that?
No, I don't support that. I'm just saying it was done.
But you did just say you support rounding up so-called illegal immigrants.
I support the idea of them coming through the country legally, like people that are waiting.
Well, why can't the legal process be like, I don't know, what it was 200 years ago, where people just kind of showed up and went to work?
Right. We put you through a little bit of a quarantine first.
Yeah, did you ever hear Ellis Island? They stop there and they check them for diseases and this and that.
Would anybody have stopped me if I showed up on the shore of Siesta Key, Florida?
No, they wouldn't have, because the United States had no
immigration policy for the longest time, and it was totally fine. We didn't even have passports up until, what was it, the 50s or something like that, or World War II?
I couldn't tell you exactly. but I do agree with him on one point, and that is the immigration issue is a political issue.
Sure.
It is political. It's not at all founded in any reality of economics.
Understand this. These dreamers are probably great people. They should stay. Okay, I'm not saying all this. Right. Round them up and get rid of all of them.
I thought you did just say that.
But don't have like all their relatives come too because we gave them amnesty, and then have the borders wide open. Why more of them could come, and then we have another issue later.
You do realize how much room there is in the United States, right? Like most of the United States is completely unoccupied.
There's a lot of room, but we should have the wall built. And have the people coming in through the proper channels to be American citizens.
Why should anyone have to ask permission to come to a supposedly free country? What do you have against freedom?
Well, you go to Europe, you do have something against
freedom. I don't care about Europe. We're talking about a supposedly free country. We don't want to be like Europe.
A free country, but there's got to be rules on how you come here.
You can't have it both ways. You either like freedom or you like a bunch of rules and walls and border guards and dogs and searches and checkpoints. I mean, which one do you want to live in?
Right.
I want to live in America. Well, I was actually born here, but my grandparents came from Italy. And they came through Ellis Island,
right? Yeah.
And they assimilated here.
Yeah,
And they got jobs, and they were good.
That's what people do who move here. They assimilate over a couple of generations. They don't even speak their original language anymore.
Yeah. Actually, my grandfather didn't want my father, which was born here, to learn. You didn't answer my question.
What do you want? Do you want freedom, or do you want a police state? Do you want checkpoints? Do you want house-to-house searches? Do you want papers, please?
No, I want freedom for people that are here legally.
In your club. But the other people of the world, screw them, huh?
No, it's not my club. We don't need an open border where people are coming in through Canada.
If you want freedom, then that's what you're going to need to have. If you don't want freedom, then crack down, man. Build yourself a wall. Put up some helicopters, some gun turrets. You know, yeehaw!
You can. Yeah, well, I can
tell you this. I don't want Bernie Sanders. I don't want our country.
You're no better than Bernie Sanders, dude. You're the one talking about building a big ass wall and all the government funding that would be involved in that.
That's just to keep the illegal aliens out.
Well, you're in a fantasy land.
Through the wall.
Can I tell you a problem we have here in New Hampshire? Not enough people to take the jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
We have our unemployment is so low. We have so many jobs available. We don't have enough Americans to fill them.
Well, I live in Atlantic County, and there's so many people that are losing their houses. Okay, and it's like the foreclosure capital of the country.
Right.
Because these casinos shut down. But it's different states have different wealths, you know? I mean,
right.
Look at what they do in California. They want to get away from the whole country altogether.
I hope they do. Like, do you support them on that? Do you support that?
I absolutely get away from us because those liberals.
Can we go too?
I agree with them for the same reasons.
Can New Hampshire leave too, though?
No, I think you guys are fine.
Wait a minute, but we want to leave.
Why can't we leave?
Yeah, you're going to let California go, but you're going to use, what are you going to do, force us to stay?
I don't really want it to go. I just want the liberals to go. I think you should keep the immigrants and give the liberals to Mexico.
Okay, so can I bring up one point about California? California, despite what you see, what you see on TV is San Diego, Los Angeles.
Hold on, let me finish my thought there, Duke. Okay, go ahead.
You see Los Angeles, you see San Francisco, you see the beaches. What most of California is, a ton of it, is agricultural. The biggest exporter of fruits and vegetables in our country is California. You cannot get Americans to take the jobs of picking watermelons, picking lettuce, and stuff like that. So what do we do? Right. How do we do that when we have minimum wage laws that prohibit them from being legal?
Listen, what we should do is have Trump build the wall and then have a bridge that goes to California.
That's not a solution, man.
Migrate right into the state.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Duke. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk to Larry. He's also in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Larry.
How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Concerning socialism, Karl Marx had originally proposed that the workers by the factories in his book Das Kapital.
Really?
Originally proposed that the workers buy the capital, not violently overthrow the government and seize the properties.
Okay.
But socialism, as you fellows pointed out, it just doesn't work.
Let's talk about why that is. Hang on, Larry. We'll bring it back here in a moment. Why doesn't socialism work? To each according to his, or from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Sounds nice.
Does.
Sounds nice.
Toll-free number. Utopian.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us. It's the live Saturday edition, and this is Free Talk Live. Yeah! Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And why not take control of your finances by getting into the world of cryptocurrency? One of the ways to do it is with Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Larry in New Jersey, he'd called in about socialism. We had a self-described socialist on the line at the end of the second hour of the show. We're now in our third hour.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
And Larry, you were talking about why socialism doesn't work, and I wanted to have a chance, or you to have a chance, to kind of expound on why that is.
Because nobody cares. When the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, they had a socialist pact. For the first year, half of them literally starved to death. They'd rather starve to death than work and give half of, give everything they owe to everybody else. Even though in the woods it was teeming with game, nobody bothered to go out and get it. There were deer and whatever out in the woods, bear, everything.
Turkey.
And nobody wanted to go get it. After they abolished the socialist system, they put in a capitalist system. Everybody gets a plot, you work your plot, and they prospered from there. And then it took off.
They had a surplus, so, as a matter of fact, after they put in a system in which people could own property. I mean, I personally, I don't like this sort of dichotomy between socialism and capitalism. I mean, all these isms. I think that capitalism has become a dirty word, and it's frequently associated with the crony capitalism that we talked about earlier. About just a system of private property, you know, a system of ownership, a system of incentives? Because when you have this socialist or communist or whatever system of from each according to his ability to each according to his need, well, then surprise, surprise, everybody gets real needy. You know, my back. Oh, it hurts so much. I just can't work today. I guess I'm just going to have to sit this one out, guys. Make sure you give me just as much food tonight, though, as everybody else gets, including everybody that broke their back working. And then all of a sudden, the people that are out working so hard, they see the people sitting around. They see those people getting the same amount of reward for doing nothing. And they say to themselves, why am I working so hard out here exactly? Maybe I should cut back on the amount of effort
that I put in.
Yeah. So, I mean, you take that attitude and you spread it out across an entire society and you start to see why, you know, there are problems with socialism. But, of course, here in the United States, we do have lots of socialist government wealth redistribution programs and things like that.
Right.
But it's all phrased so differently. It's about taking care of people. You know, it's not about... You never hear a government program being sold as, hey, we got this great idea. We're going to take money from everybody and we're going to give it to a bunch of people who don't work.
Mm.
It's never put that way. It's like there are people that are in need, and if you care about people, you have to do it. So socialism requires selling. You have to sell it. With a free market type of system or a private property system, it's like you're going to be rewarded for what you put into it, and that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Larry, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
The trouble with socialism, it always ends up being forced by government at the point of a gun.
Sure,
it has to be.
And number two, as in animal form, all animals are equal, except that some animals are more equal than others.
Good call, Larry. Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Josh. He's listening in Alabama. And Lawrence, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. How you tuned in tonight?
I'm listening over the internet.
Excellent. Any way in particular over the internet? Because there's a bunch of different internet ways.
I'm listening on your website.
Excellent. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was calling about DACA. There's sort of a misunderstanding about this program. This is 3.2 million people we're talking about here. Most of these people have been here for, their entire lives, just barely missing the cutoff, have been born here in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way we're going to round up 3.2 million people in boxcars and send them over the border to God knows
where. That's insane anyway, even if they tried it.
Right, right. What's really telling about the fact is that this program nationwide has a 72% approval rating. We're talking about like Medicaid and Medicare levels of approval.
Huh, interesting. So wait, what you're saying is Americans are actually compassionate and they want to help people who, you know, want to come here and live here?
Except with a couple of notable exceptions. Talking about, I'm not trying to say anything. The base of Trump support is dead opposed to this program. A lot of them are very entitled people who grew up believing that because they were born in a certain place, they're entitled to stay, work in a factory and make $30 an hour. And that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're blaming U.S. citizens for their problems.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Just because they're a convenient punching bag. This program is not controversial. What they're really after in the program is cutting spending to non-vital programs like food stamps, WIC, et cetera. But they're using this as cover. This really shows like a failure of leadership pretty much at every level. I don't even think there's anybody really you can blame in specific for this, but if you want to illustrate what a disaster of legislative process in this country is, this is an excellent example.
Agreed.
Josh, I appreciate that.
There is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Richard. He's in Missouri, listening to KWTO. Hello, Richard.
How are y'all tonight, fellas?
Hey, you're calling us from Springfield. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just listening to y'all on the radio, and I mean, don't get me wrong when I say this, because I don't mean anything wrong against immigrants.
But?
My family are from the United States because most of my family is Native American.
Okay.
Now, we had to fight. We had to fight, scratch, and beg, and steal everything we had to get because the same people that screwed us then is still screwing us today.
Sure are.
And we are letting the government push all this. I mean, excuse my French here, but I'm still going to say it. We have let them shove this crap down our cotton-picking throats for so many years. But nobody wants to stand up and say anything about it.
Well, we do.
Well, we like to say things about it here.
We do.
Why we're here, so you can say things about it. So, I mean, what's going to happen, though? I mean, are you referring to the Bureau of Indian Affairs?
No, I'm just talking about our government,
just
period.
In general. Just, okay.
Yeah.
Because the Bureau of Indian Affairs has been screwing the Indians for a long time.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that's clear.
We all know that.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, just like the Cherokee tribe. The richest tribal nation in the country,
mm-hmm.
but yet the people are starving to death.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the government screws up all kinds of incentives, and with their government programs shoving money down people's throat, it turns out that doesn't actually help them.
Nope.
Hey, Richard, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got time for you here. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues here. And of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you want. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa, and we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. That's what we allow you to do here, unlike those other talk shows that really, as we were talking about earlier, they just really don't want to talk to you that bad. And if they do want to talk to you, they really don't want to talk to people that aren't going to challenge them. But we like to be challenged, so feel free. Also, you can Skype into the show. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us on the Discord, which is discord.lrn.fm. You join that. It's super easy to get into the Discord. The sign-up process, very, very simple. And then you're in there. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show as well. And then you can jump into the Discord call-in chat room where we can put you on the air from the Discord, which is pretty cool. So I do want you to know about Zencash.com. We do talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. And Zencash is one that not just me, but other Free Talk Live hosts, including Chris, the other Chris Wade, was on the air with me yesterday, and he is really hot on Zencash right now. The folks on The Call to Freedom, which is our new afternoon drive show at LRN.FM during the week, they interviewed one of the Zencash founders this week, and Chris Wade was blown away at the answers that this guy gave to some tough questions.
Right.
Really was impressed with this. Aria Demetzio from Cryptocurrency Check rated it an A+. She said she's never actually seen a cryptocurrency so far of all the ones she's looked at that has been so impressive to her. And maybe the fact that these guys are voluntarists that founded Zencash is a factor here. Maybe that's why they were able to make such a good cryptocurrency. Now, there's 1,000+, 1,400 or so cryptocurrencies out there in the marketplace. So, look, I'm not telling you Zencash is going to be number one, but it's got some good things going for it.
Yep.
It does have the zero-knowledge anonymity technology. It does have, and they're introducing, the decentralized autonomous organizations to govern the currency. And they're working on creating a platform, a secure platform for money and messages. And they've already got those in place. They can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And these guys have got the right idea. They're starting from principle. They're starting from voluntarism. It's actually mentioned in the white paper. Zencash.com. It's out there now. It started in 2017, so it's pretty new. It's a little rough around the edges. The software is, it's newish, mm-hmm. So keep that in mind when you get involved. But you can also get Zencash through Coinomi, the very popular multi crypto wallet for Android. Unfortunately, Coinomi not yet available for iOS devices, although it's supposedly coming. Which when it does, that'll be a big day. But meanwhile, go check out Zencash.com to learn more about the technology and the philosophy behind this particular cryptocurrency. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we go back to the phones. To the fun, he is Joey calling us from Rossville, Georgia, listening to a radio station that is brand new and technically unofficial at this moment, but I'm excited about it. Welcome, Joey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think we need to go back to the basic foundation. I want to kind of take it back a little bit. I want people to know that I have a crystal clear memory. I don't have any veil in my mind. And I know when I was in elementary school, and taking vocabulary and stuff. They was all just focused on spelling words and punctuation and stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, and if you got in trouble, they made you write definitions. That was a deterrent.
Uh-huh.
So that is a problem with most people today, is because they don't know what they're saying. They don't know the definitions of the word. They don't know what it means.
So what you're saying is government has failed to educate the people in the United States.
That would be John Dewey. He decided that back in the 20s, and I guess, you know who John Dewey is.
John Dewey? John,
the Dewey death.
John
that Dewey,
guy.
Yes. He was the... superintendent of schools for the federal government.
Okay.
You know, the Dewey Decimal System and the...
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
Library, you know, and library look stuff up. Well, he decided that he was going to take and, instead of letting people...
This guy is the master of the dramatic pause, I gotta say.
What he's going to do is he's going to steal from us, and your children, and take what he needs to make what they want to do with it.
You're saying Dewey said he was going to steal from people and do what he wants?
No, that's what his thing was, is that he was going to stifle people's own creativity, since we come from the God of creation. He started. The way it works is when you're in school, it's all about teachers up there, and she's talking and going on, and you're looking for her approval, and you don't want to be, of course, called stupid or whatnot. And what happens is, they're trying to get you to take the credit, but they don't want. You know how it is.
I have to say, I'm a little lost.
Well, I gotta say, I do think he's kind of describing what schools evolved into, the more Prussian take. You know, the idea that you have to sit there and we're going to teach you exactly what you need to learn, and
get the approval of the teacher, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much about creativity; it was about doing exactly what you're told, which is why it was very successful.
Well, I'm just saying they were stifling the creativity.
Yes,
well, that's what they do best,
and they still do.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been that way, at least as long as I've been around. And the Prussian system that you're describing, Chris, came about many decades, if not a couple, you know, 100 plus years ago. Here, which was basically designed, and Joey, thanks for the call tonight, basically designed to crank out a drone, to crank out a thoughtless, mindless automaton worker that's going to plug in at a factory where, you know, they're used to bells ringing when it's time to, you know, change the shift, just like they did in the school.
Yep.
And you know, just do what you're told, and
be happy with your class. That's the class you were born into, and that's the class you should stay at.
Let's talk to Jerry. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jerry.
Hi
Jerry,
how are you tonight?
It's a Jerry with a G. Hey,
we're good.
Well, J's how I spell it usually, but it doesn't matter.
It's a Jerry. A J, okay. Very good.
Yeah. I'm calling because of the people that voted in the Senate and the House and all that wanted to close down our government.
Yeah.
They should be the ones not get a paycheck, not the military or the VA workers or any of the other people that's getting affected.
I'm good with that, too.
Can we just send them all home?
They should not be penalized for something that these people are getting their paychecks for. And they wouldn't vote to close it down if they weren't getting theirs.
Hey, do you agree with me that it's not fair for some people to get the day off? I mean, we really should be sending everyone home from the government. Wouldn't that be more fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, if everybody gets a day off, then everybody, you know,
can
they all
give them a
they
whole
can't
week
do it.
Off?
They can't leave the job.
Yeah. Can we? What about, Jerry, how about a whole year? Can we just go ahead and just cut them all of them, the government bureaucrats, the politicians, cut them all. Let them just go home and find another job like in the real world.
I literally just got a cold
chill. Exactly. I'm 100% for that.
Yeah. All right.
And it's not. They don't work anyway when they get up there. when you elect them to get up there, and I don't care whether you go to Democrat or Republican,
yep.
They all get in that same club and they don't do nothing.
That's
they don't
right.
vote.
And
they
you're
don't
not
do anything.
It.
They go to the gym. They go to the restaurant.
Yeah,
they in their own little clique.
You're right.
And everybody's scratching everybody's back. Whoever
that's how it
put
works.
Them up there, gave
but
them money to run
like
to
they...
get them in there. They doing favors for them. They get these government contracts and sell hammers for $500 each. And
it's
they
always been that way, man.
All
Jerry,
kind
great
of
call.
Stuff like
great
that
call. I'm with you.
Thanks for calling.
I can't disagree with the word you said. I appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. Send them all home forever, as far as I'm concerned. Shut it down.
Oh,
and then
man.
Let, you know, then the socialists can, you know, go take over the buildings and live there or something. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, and the Discord, where you can jump in the on-air call-in line there, and you'll sound as good as, if not better than, Skype, but you won't be using a Microsoft product in that case. So check out the new Discord at discord.lrn.fm. It's a way to get interactive with other hosts and callers and listeners. It's kind of cool seeing some of our regular callers or irregular callers like Libertarian Banker and others in there chatting with one another. So it's kind of a cool new aspect that you get from the Discord, and it's free. And we're actually about to hit 200 members. We're 5 people away from 200 members over at the Discord. So check it out, discord.lrn.fm. Another thing you ought to do is get started with the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You like the idea that we're getting on new radio stations? In fact, this week we added KFEQ in St. Joseph, Missouri, which has a monster signal, even at nighttime. A lot of AM stations cut their power at night, and these guys, they're at the bottom of the AM band, and so the transmissions tend to go further, even on lower wattage, and they just crank it out, man. It's all over Kansas City and the entire region. Like, it's a tri-state signal. This thing is massive. So if you like the idea of us getting more stations on like that, it was Daryl who got them on board.
Nice.
And it's a Free Talk Live AMP program money. Some of that goes to pay Daryl to make those phone calls to radio stations. And we've got a new station coming on in Tennessee very, very soon. In fact, they're technically on tonight, which is awesome. Just can't officially announce them yet because, you know, paperwork's got to get done. But we can do more of that. I mean, we've got 160-plus radio stations. We can have 300. It's possible. We just have to be able to effectively market and promote Free Talk Live. And that's what the AMP program does. AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You can send that in via any major credit card, via PayPal, via Bitcoin Core. It's right there over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So please get started over there. Get all the perks that you get access to, including one of the newest perks. Now, you know, we've had a couple of these perks for a while, like the Facebook group, which is there for the amplifiers if they want that. There's also the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the normal commercials that our regular podcast does, and other perks, including the brand newest one, which is our Discord, where we now have an amp category, like an amp rank. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you can get assigned to this amplifier rank, and then you get access to the amp only or the contributor only chat rooms, which the normal Discord users do not have access to. So you can chat with voice with other amplifiers, and you can chat with text. All you got to do to get your rank is just send me a message. Once you sign up as an amplifier, or if you already are, just once you get on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm, just shoot me a message, either FTL Ian or the LRN Studio account, and just let me know what your AMP email address was. That way I know for sure it's actually you who's, you know, wanting to get the benefits, and then I will assign to you the AMP category, and then you'll get access to that stuff. So again, new perks for amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up as we continue with your calls and thoughts. He's Bruce on the line in Texas. Well, he was.
Dang,
I thought
it.
That was Bruce. Is Bruce still there? Bruce is gone. I think Bruce is there. I don't know. We'll check back with Bruce, because strangely, it didn't look like, when I hit the line to answer, it didn't act like a normal dial tone would. So anyway, we'll see if we can get Bruce back. No, he's gone. All right. Well, in the meantime, let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
for those of you that have had their fill with Trump, being that this is the first, you know, the year of his endeavor.
Right.
There's a video that's out there that's called Donald Trump versus Charlie Manson. And you're really going to take a look at it. And there's a lot of similarities.
Really?
But,
is this the you're literally Hitler?
Hi.
Just thinking, like, people like saying Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Is this the new thing? It's like you're literally
Charles Manson. Now, well, he died, well, right? Finally,
it's a video that's like about 7 or 8 minutes long, and it's a guy is doing a tutorial, and he compares Donald Trump and Charlie Manson. And,
now, what are the comparisons? You know, what's one of the major?
Yeah, give us an example.
Yeah.
Put it this way, neither one of them guys ever took any responsibility for any of their actions. They've always been in denial, no matter how hard the odds were stacked against them.
Well, Charles Manson didn't actually kill anybody. So, if that's what he's denying, then, that's a true statement. But
right.
Certainly there was some people who firmly believe he had a high level of influence over the people who did commit some murders, which is, Donald Trump, because Donald Trump didn't actually kill anybody, but he orders people in the military to go and commit murder for him.
Right.
So like I guess there's
every other president.
There's a parallel. Basically all presidents are Charles Manson.
Yeah.
There's a video that's out there on YouTube, so if you want to check it out, you can check it out.
Robert, thanks for the call, man.
We'll check it out.
I appreciate it. Let's continue here. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, the presidents will not end up in a prison cell for the rest of their lives, while Charles Manson did. In fact, he passed away, according to the internet, back in November of 2017.
Yeah, well, they have to be protected. You know, otherwise they could not make the difficult decisions presidents have to make, so we have
to murder people. You mean those decisions?
You're putting words in my mouth.
Yeah,
Ian. But that's exactly the case. It's insanity. I don't know if you followed the Twitter update regarding their terms of what they considered hate speech and violent speech and things like that.
Oh, Twitter's terms.
Yeah, Twitter's terms. Where basically they said that, we're not going to tolerate any, exhibitions of violence or discussing violence.
Except for the government.
Except for governments.
Yeah, yeah. Were you guys talking about that on Thursday night?
We may have.
I feel like that's been discussed somewhere.
It has, but I just find it interesting that,
They carved out an exemption.
You had to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd never have any government capable of meeting the terms of agreement.
Good.
Yeah.
I think they should ban all those a-holes from Twitter. But anyway, let's continue here. We've got Sharon. She's in Long Beach, California. Sharon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I've talked to you guys before. I'm the one whose son was killed by the Long Beach VA hospital 2 years ago.
Oh, dear. What's on your mind tonight?
I was hoping that some of you, I've been listening to some of the people that have been calling. I was hoping that your audience, there's got to be thousands of people out there that something similar has happened to with a VA. If they could call in and give their stories.
Oh, I'm sure there are countless nightmare stories out there of the VA hospital. We don't have time for it tonight, Sharon, but we've definitely heard from a lot of people over the years about VA hospital abuse and neglect and just filthy conditions and so many different stories. I knew a guy who believed that the VA doctors were trying to kill him. He was a Vietnam veteran. And so, I've known people personally who've had issues with the VA. We've had them call the show. It's something that will happen again in the future. And I appreciate hearing from you here tonight.
Sure.
As we continue, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. And by the way, welcome back to our listeners on Kiva there in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, I have a shout out to all of our new station. We're going to have a civil war coming up pretty soon.
I knew that you and Ricky would get along. I was teasing him last night. I'm going to bring Ricky on the line here. Ricky, I was teasing you last night about wanting to date Sarah, but look, and you said you didn't want to, but here she is predicting a civil war just like you've predicted on the air.
There's a little kismet going on.
Sister Sarah, do tell about your civil war. Ricky from the Commonwealth want to talk to you there, sister.
Well, the Civil War, you know what? We have a government shutdown right now, but the, you know what? Pretty soon they're going to cut our Social Security. They're not going to play. And they're going to cut me off, and you're going to be so happy they're going to cut my check off when they throw everybody off of Social Security. We're going to be on with Civil War then.
Ricky, a girl in need?
You're absolutely right about that, Sister Sarah, but I'll tell you something, Sister Sarah. Social Security is not a good way to go. That's a good shortcut to much worse things. Now, right now in this country, the Federalists wanted to create a socialist society, and I know you're a communist, but you want your freedom there, young lady. If you knew Ricky from the Commonwealth and went on a date with him, I promise you, you would end up being an anti-Federalist and wearing the Southern Cross.
You know, that kind of throw me off, but it's a long thing. But the thing is,
she doesn't know how to handle his long thing. It's been a while since you've done that, hasn't it, Sarah?
But you get a little manic for Ricky. Ricky will teach you the truth. He'll show you the truth, young lady.
Ricky, that's your best call ever. I just want to let you know you can't. I don't know if you can top this one.
Bravo.
Thank you, Ricky. You really kept it together tonight.
You
did a great job. It was great. Sarah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good luck with the Civil War. We hope that works out for you. And call us from the midst of it. I'm sure it's going to get bad there in Albuquerque. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and the Discord chat, which continues on into the night. Go to discord.lrn.fm. We'll see you.
All right. It's another edition of the Edgington Post Show coming to you live from the North American Bitcoin Conference, the largest Bitcoin conference in the world. We were at the first one, and we're at this one. It is awesome. This is their fourth year. I've got with me Martin Weiss, the founder of Weiss Ratings. Martin, when your publicist gal came along, she said Weiss Ratings. I immediately knew what she was talking about. So you've got brand recognition, at least from one talk show host in the world. Weiss Ratings is a securities rating company. You explain it better than I do, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, we're a financial ratings company.
Yep.
We've been doing this since 1971. That's 46 years ago. We're not as big as S&P, Moody's, Fitch, AM Best, which covers insurance companies.
Yep.
But we're proud of one thing specifically, and that is we're very different. Our business model is totally contrary to theirs.
Okay.
Their business model is to accept large fees per rated company, per year, per subsidiary. And once you pay them those large fees, yep, then they'll give you your rating.
Okay.
So their customer is the companies that are rated.
Yeah.
We feel, the U.S. Congress feels, and even the SEC has made it very clear that there's an egregious conflict of interest
yeah,
in that relationship.
Yep.
So ever since the beginning, our policy has been to never accept any compensation whatsoever from the companies or the investments we rate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We cover 55,000 banks, insurance companies, credit unions.
Yep.
ETFs, stocks, mutual funds, total of 55,000. And we never accept a dime from those entities. Our customer is exclusively the individual investor and the consumer.
Okay.
And so we decided that in this space, there was a tremendous need for that kind of objectivity and rigorous discipline
in
of
the crypto space.
Yes.
Yep. I would agree. There's a need for regulation is probably not the right term, but
for clarity, for transparency,
right,
and for serious, robust, impartial ratings. That's what we've done for 46 years.
I concur. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I know it's 46
in fact,
years. That's the year I was born, 1971.
Well, you're 46.
I am.
Oh, good. Never before in my lifetime, and I'm 71.
Mm-hmm.
Have I seen a market with so much potential for the future?
Right.
And at the same time, so much murky... hype, fear, greed, the very intense
Hype's
emotions.
The good stuff compared to the just outright scams that are running around, too.
Yes.
You know? So, yes, we right, absolutely need this.
And so never before have I seen a need that's this great.
Yep.
We want to do it for the sake of investors, and we want to do it right.
Okay.
So we've been working on this for a long time. And on Wednesday of this week, we announced that we're going to do it.
Okay.
And on Wednesday, January 24th, is our launch date for the first ever cryptocurrency ratings by a U.S. financial rating agency.
So do you? Will you be rating companies or cryptocurrency coins?
We are in this first phase. We are restricting ourselves exclusively to the coins, the blockchains themselves.
Okay. And how many are you going to be rating?
Well,
right off the bat?
I'll give you that answer on January 24th, but it's quite a few.
Oh, I see. Okay, great.
Yeah, let's say scores of different blockchains.
Some for those that don't know what scores means, that means 20s of things. So it should be,
things.
You know, 60, 80, something like that. Yeah.
Yes. And we will then expand later to more blockchains.
Yep.
And ultimately to ICOs as well.
Excellent.
Yes.
We need this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, Martin. How do people... So you said that it was funded by the investors. That makes sense as far as a business model. Obviously, people like to get their ratings for free. That's how the internet's worked all along. You know, we give something away for free. We turn you into the product. How do people pay for your ratings? Do they? Is there a subscription? What's it go?
This space is very, very volatile.
Yep.
The ratings we thought about and considered... imposing on our model some sort of a stabilizer factor so the ratings wouldn't change that often.
Yep.
But we decided that it's really too volatile to contain that way.
Okay.
So the ratings will change pretty frequently.
Yep.
And each downgrade or upgrade will be pretty, you know, important thing to watch.
Yep, sure.
So rather than getting a single list and, you know, set and forget.
Right.
It's going to be important to continue to be updated. And so we will sell it as a subscription to the ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, for instance, let's use Mt. Gox. We know that you know that existed, and I think, I don't know, it went down in 2014 or something like that. I couldn't tell you exactly. This was a company that was an exchange for Bitcoin. It was the first exchange for Bitcoin, and it wasn't as secure early on as it could be. It was hacked for a great deal of money.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And the guy who ran it, Mark Karpeles, probably did not react to that hacking as he forthright business person should have.
Right.
But this space isn't controlled. It isn't rated. It doesn't have standards or anything. It wasn't at the time. Didn't have standards, and so he didn't probably even know what to do. He's just some guy that had Magic the Gathering cards and then liked crypto, and then, you know what, he got hacked. Right. It was just, it's sad, but it certainly happened. So likely his rating would have been quite high early on because he was, you know, he was a good company and everything, and then over time.
Well,
you know,
let me stop
lower.
You for right there.
Yep.
We are rating the cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
We are not going to rate the exchanges, the wallets, and other services that surround that space. We are in the business of rating the investments,
right.
not investment intermediaries.
Right. So you wouldn't have rated, say, Lehman Brothers or something like that either.
Well, Lehman Brothers, when it was a public company, we rated it.
We
also were rating financial institutions.
Okay.
We're not rating Yahoo. Yeah. We're not rating Bloomberg.
Yep.
And those
my
kinds of
glaring stuff. Ignorance is showing in this interview, Martin. But,
no.
I must say that
your question was actually right on.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just you weren't aware of you don't have knowledge of what we do. That's all.
Right.
Now
sure.
You do.
It's I think it's great, and that's one of the things is
right.
that obviously no one can have knowledge of everything, and a rating service helps you to it takes knowledge that you've
I got. Have. Enough knowledge in the technology of blockchain to understand the limitations of my knowledge in the area of blockchain.
Right, sure. Yeah, that's the place to start, right? Excellent. So, Martin, how would people find your service? It's going to be starting next week that you're going to be rating scores of cryptocurrencies, and I think that's probably going to be important to people. What you have to say is going to be interesting, and it's going to hit the internet hard, I think.
Right.
What?
Well, the name of our product is WeissCryptocurrencies.com.
Okay, so Weiss is spelled WEISS, 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 cryptocurrencies.com.
Cryptocurrencyratings.com.
Weiss, cryptocurrencyratings.com.
Kind of hard. It's kind of a long URL, and it's not going to be up till Wednesday.
Yep.
Won't be public open till Wednesday. But here's an easier one for you.
Yep.
Okay. WeissRatings.com.
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 And then you'll have a link on there to the cryptos and
you'll
go
there you
from
go.
There. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Martin Weiss, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
It's nice to have such a big name. And I know I got to say, I was familiar with your service early on. Putting a name with it, putting a face with a name is exciting to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Martin Weiss, WeissRatings.com.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.